North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil & Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.
Welcome to day one of Offshore Europe. We're live at the Aberdeen Exhibition and Conference Centre every day this week. You'll catch us from 10 in the morning, and you can also check out the podcast just like this one. Coming up today on day one, we spoke to Professor Brian Cox and a whole host of industry chat and innovations coming up as well after a look at the headlines on day one.
Well, John, it's been a busy but successful first day at Offshore Europe 2015. The doors opened at the EECC at 9:30 this morning and thousands of industry workers poured through. One of the highlights, you could say, was Dr. Brian Cox's talk. He spoke about the need to encourage young people into engineering in the industry. A number of oil and gas companies even announced expansions, which is a pleasant surprise during what is a difficult time for the sector. But there was some negativity as a group of offshore catering staff protested outside the AECC over the cancellation of a promised pay rise. But overall, it's been a successful day and there's a whole lot more to come tomorrow.
North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil & Gas.
Offshore Europe 2015 kicked off this morning with opening remarks from Professor Brian Cox. He spoke about the theme for this year's conference, which is to inspire the next generation. This topic was echoed by Offshore Europe's chairman, Michael Engel-Jensen, as he led a session on the challenges facing the oil industry. I caught up with him earlier this afternoon, just after the session.
In terms of the conference as such, it is, in my opinion, a fantastic place to come and get inspired because, it's amazing kit which is here. A lot of it is now, of course, replaced by video animations, but you can see a lot from those. There are these excellent talks. And I think the conference here looks at technology, it looks at how we can bring down costs, but it also looks at climate change, things that concern anybody, including a conscientious young person, and may even block them from wanting to join the industry. So we need to deal with that and address and explain how the oil and gas industry fits into a sustainable climate solution.
You talk about, obviously, the environment and things. I mean, and you recently chaired a debate on the challenges for our next generation. I'd imagine that's one of them. Can you tell us a bit about some of the other challenges that we're facing at the moment?
If you are a young graduate today, you have one question for me, usually, which is, how do I get my first job? And that is something which is very real. I mean, this is very real. You are, quote-unquote, nobody in the job market if you don't have one line on your CV. So my hope is that we can find a way in industry, notwithstanding all the cuts and during the low oil prices and so on, and the reductions in graduate intake and so on, we can find a way to give many young graduates what I would call an internship, but actually you could also call it on-the-job training, for say 1 year, working on a real project with a real good supervisor and getting to practice your profession and get, after that 1 year, say, a reference. You know, I have a reference. I have a credibility now, and somebody will speak for me if I try and apply elsewhere and so on. So that's one personal hope I have, and I've been discussing it with a few people already, and of course it will take time to mature, but I would hope something like that could happen so we don't lose, an age group out of the industry.
Health was another of the issues discussed today as Dr. Fran O'Meara chaired a discussion on health in the oil industry. He spoke to North Sound prior to the session and said that it was key that health wasn't overlooked despite the current difficult financial situation facing the UK oil industry.
Certainly in the North East, the financial situation, we've got a difficult financial situation. Do you think that there's a danger that in kind of cost saving, health could be overlooked?
You must see health as an investment and not as a cost. A number of studies has shown that each dollar invested in health brings an added value of minimum $3.8. So I would say that in this difficult financial situation, if we want to look for the future and not that far away future, we need to invest in health, because with minimum investment we can obtain a great gain for the health, for the industries, for the companies, for the community.
Do you think that the oil industry at the moment is doing sufficient in terms of health provision?
Well, as in a world where we still have people dying of non-communicable diseases, infectious diseases, or when we are having still occupational diseases, is obviously not enough, and it will never ever be enough. But oil and gas industry is doing a lot of things. If we start from pre-assignment medical fitness, periodical medical fitness, health surveillance of those employees who are exposed to work risks like vibration, radiation, noise, and so on and so forth. Oil and gas industry imposed or created number of standards that are often much higher than the countries, than the standards of the countries where we do operate. So yes, I would say oil and gas industry is investing in employees' health. But we need to make our employees much more aware of importance of their own health. And definitely, as I said, as investments in safety are never enough, investments in health will never be enough. We have to find the right balance when this return will really be effective for the, as I said, for a win-win-win-win situation for the individual, company, society, community, families, and everybody.
Over the next 2 days, the Society for Subsea Technology will lead sessions in the Deepwater Zone. The Society's CEO, Bob Allwood, today praised Aberdeen and West Hill for their contributions to subsea technology.
West Hill is very important, and in recent years now, a number of companies have moved over to that area, and they've created a hub, which is good, but kind of fosters development within that group. And I believe that West Hill is probably going to be around for much longer than the North Sea will be. I'm not saying that North Sea is going to disappear in the next few years. It'll be around quite a long time. But what we have in the UK is great expertise in offshore oil and gas and deep water subsea engineering. And this is something which is very exportable. So there'll be a hub in West Hill, but maybe not perhaps servicing the North Sea in 20 to 30 years' time, but they'll be doing things around the world.
So you mentioned that obviously we may not be working in the North Sea kind of forever, obviously not. With that sort of thing in mind, how do you think that we currently have the technology required to meet the need for demand?
Technology is kind of constantly being developed, and the industry is extremely conservative, and quite rightly so. It's a hazardous, high-risk industry, and when new technology is developed, we need to be very sure that it's going to be safe. That's number one, and then reliable. And it takes time. So technology, which has started to be developed 10, 15 years ago, is now just kind of coming in. So it's a long process, and it doesn't happen overnight. But yes, the industry has been certainly moving in the right direction for the last 20 to 30 years, and that's enabled us to produce oil and gas from extremely deep water depths, around about 3,000 metres in some parts of the world. And, 20 years ago, that would have just seemed totally impossible.
North Sound 1. North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.
Professor Brian Cox, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
This is a flying visit for you. You said 12 hours, you're basically in and out. So yeah. why were you here today?
Well, the opening session was really about inspiring the next generation of engineers into oil and gas. And so I was asked to talk about what inspired me, first of all, to go into physics. So I talked about astronomy for a while, because I always want to talk about astronomy and the origin of the universe, 350 billion galaxies in the observable universe, all those things. But the idea really was to say, well, how do you capture that next generation? We know, particularly in engineering, we need a million more engineers in the economy by 2020. We need a lot of them in oil and gas exploration, and we're not getting them through. So the question is why, and what can we do to change that? And actually, some of the talks in my session were amazing. There was one talk I thought was wonderful about dragging hydrophones, which are things you can drag behind a ship, but arrays, a kilometre array of these things. But how do you keep them spaced so they can image and look for the oil and gas supplies? And the idea is you put little wings on them and fly them all in the water. And I thought, if you do that in a school, then I would want to do that. I'd want to work in that. This is an industry. The message is it's an industry. industry with a tremendous amount of challenge for engineers. You know, small things, big things, software, coming up with new solutions to difficult problems, all the things that children, students find interesting. It's about how do you get those messages across.
How do you think, you're talking about that and you reckon that you could engage with kids and actually, you know, make them enthused about something like that. Practically, in real terms, how does the oil industry address this? What would be your suggestion?
Well, one of the things I spoke about was I work with a school in Tower Hamlets in London. And in that school, we've had a great success in getting children to go on to university to do STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics subjects. And the way is for industry and for universities to get into the schools. Because I find it's not about... students are interested in be it physics or engineering, all those things, they're interested in it. But a lot of them can't see the way through. So how would I go about it? If I want to work, you know, designing the next generation of drilling technology, underwater submersibles and all those things, could it possibly be for me? Could I be a designer of underwater submersibles? Well, yes, you can, but it's about information. So I think it's about industry and universities getting into schools and talking to parents as well, because parents are important as well, and showing them what the possibilities are.
Just briefly on your own background, what have you got coming next? Where we're going to see you in television again?
Oh, right. Well, I've got a thing on that actually next week, a pilot of a science chat show. Not just a chat show, a quiz show, actually. Okay. And the idea was to get academics, mainly professors, onto the screen and talk to them about their science. So there's a one-off then. But then I'm doing a big series for BBC One next year. Don't ask me what it's called, because we don't know yet. But it might be called something like Why.
So that was day one at Offshore Europe. Tonight sees the Energy Cities Cup at Pittodrie. It's Aberdeen versus FK Stavanger. Kick off on that one, 7:30 and completely free. I'll be there, maybe see you there as well. If not, back in the radio tomorrow morning at 10. And don't forget, you can download our podcast and exclusive content all this week at northsound1.com/offshore.
North Sound 1. North Sound 1 Energy. Offshore Europe special with GE Oil and Gas. Fueling the future of the energy industry through technology innovation.